Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Q2 conference call. Another dynamic quarter in our industry. Nothing real new in this quarter happening. All the constraints that have been in the recent quarters already, starting from 2020 actually, are still in place. If it is effects out of COVID in comparatively high sick leaves affecting the productivity, if it is logistics supply chain interruptions, if it is wire harnesses, microchips or whatsoever affecting the demands from our customers. It was February when the Ukraine war started, and obviously it's still ongoing, with other impacts on energy prices up to the extent that we are not 100% sure that the energy can be secured for the upcoming months and especially over the winter period. Some new constraints have added and the others are not solved yet. That's the issue we have to deal with as industry and especially in the automotive industry with the OEMs having not really planable demands still in the supply chain. These impacts on politics or the volatile demands, I have mentioned it over the latest quarters already, they are not improving. We still look week after week how the demands are dropping. We still see good demands 4 to 8 weeks in the future, which then collapse every week down and reduce 15%-20% compared to the expectation we actually have for the upcoming weeks. We have excessively high prices for the materials that have been increasing from Q1 over Q2 again. Energy price is increasing, I have mentioned already. And still we have, let's say, a balanced result over the first half year with a slightly positive result over the Q1 and a slightly negative result on the Q2. Especially, the reduction is mainly due to the price negotiations with the customer, which are always a few weeks or months after the increase of the prices. But that's the major part of it. The key figures, bottom line, €285 million in sales, slightly less as a euro figure in compared to 2021. However, as a huge majority of the material price increases have been forwarded already, the production volume is not represented by sales anymore, so the production volume actually is more than 10% below the comparable period in 2021. EBITDA amounted to €17.7 million with a margin 6.2%. EBIT ultimately €1.4 million with a margin of 0.5%. Earnings after tax reached €100,000. Equity ratio, and this is still the wall to deal with all these uncertainties, is still at 44%. Net debt amounted to €140 million, a significant increase compared to year end, especially due to receivables and plus €40 million compared to the year-end figure and the reduction in the payables. However, we need to admit that year-end is always a special point of time. Compared to half-year 2021, these positions are plus €25 million. However, increasing and blocking a lot of cash. Again, after all these uncertainties and dealing with it, we don't see it's serious to give an outlook for the full year. There are so many uncertainties that are not predictable, so we still cannot give a forecast for the full year period. That's mainly all for the figures. Thanks for your attention.